With KAZU News, I'm Kristal Almanzon. Increasingly, areas of Big Sur that have been nearly impossible to access are opening up. You can add the Esalen Institute to the growing list of businesses and state parks that you can now access. It reopens today after the longest closure in its history. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
John Carr sweeps away dried leaves and cobwebs in front of the main door into the lodge at the Esalen Institute. Esalen sits along Highway 1, about an hour south of Monterey. The Pacific Ocean rumbles in the background. Carr ticks off the jobs he wants to get done.
I'd probably like to mow again to make sure the lawns are looking nice.
He's on Esalen's grounds crew. He hasn't gotten around to sweeping and mowing over the past 6 months. He's been focusing on storm damage cleanup, like chopping fallen trees for firewood and weeding.
We had so much rain, so then there were all these weeds that were just kind of growing everywhere too, so.
Record rains this winter left the nonprofit retreat center landlocked. To the north, it was cut off because of the down Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge. And to the south, landslides further isolated this retreat center. In early February, most of the employees had to be helicoptered out. Carst was one of the 21 who volunteered to stay and take care of the place. Another was the general manager, Terrence Gilby.
This is a very large piece of land to be kind of held by such few people. So it was kind of strange, pretty lonely at times.
Wearing faded jeans and a black t-shirt, Gilby gives me a tour of Esalen. We walk along a gravel pathway from the southernmost part of the property, where hot springs overlook the ocean, and a grassy lawn to a colorful garden. Gilby is looking forward to seeing people fill this space again.
This is a land that has rested now for 5+ months. And on Friday night, we're probably going to see about 75 people come over the hill and join us for the first workshop.
This weekend's workshop, Igniting the Power of Your Empathy and Intuition. It's in line with Esalen's new approach developed over this nearly 6-month closure. Before, workshops focused on the individual. Now, they're focusing on the collective.
The collective human potential, which is, you know, what can we do together to transform the world and the place that we exist in?
Natural disasters have struck Esalen before, but this one led to its longest closure in its more than 50-year history. The Institute survived on donations from around the world, more than $1 million, but Gilby projects an overall loss of about $6 million. That meant layoffs, but jobs will slowly return as the guests do. Esalen Events Coordinator Katie Cronin.
So we are taking it slow, and I think we're planning to be at about half or a third of the capacity for the remainder of 2017.
Esalen is still recovering, and it's still isolated since you can't drive through on Highway 1. The only way its guests can get there are hiking around the down bridge or taking a shuttle over Nacimiento-Ferguson Road. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.